Miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Sheeman. You follow me on Twitter at Craig ESPN. Follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326 and follow the station at 99.3 ESPN. We sent Pete Shepherd home at exactly 1:59 today before the show. As you know, we've both been kind of ill this week. I am able to tough it out. He is weak and feeble. He was really feeling bad and coughing every 3 seconds. We decided that would not make good radio, so we told him to go home. He did, however, leave with me top secret ballot his pigskin picks. I have mine ready to go. Chris has his ready to go.
And I'm kicking myself because we're missing maybe the biggest game of the weekend on this list.
What is it?
Manchester United and Liverpool.
Stop. Time now for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, the Chiefs got good news today, or at least best-case scenario for Patrick Mahomes. MRI revealed no further damage to his knee other than the whole dislocated kneecap. The Giants also getting good news. Saquon Barkley and tight end Evan Ingram both cleared to play in their game on Sunday. Tonight, the Astros can close out the Yankees Game 5 of the ALCS. Verlander towing the slab for the Strohs while the Yankees turn to James Paxton. And Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson going to be out the first couple weeks of the regular season with a knee injury.
All right. Thank you for that, Chris. It is time. The witching hour is upon us. 4 o'clock on a Friday. It is time for the pig skin picks.
Timed it perfect.
A little bit of a recap here.
Oh, thank you.
I went a perfect 8-0 last week.
I don't think anybody knew that.
I was using kind of an opposite method. I'm going to use a combination of the two this weekend because I'm hot as a firecracker.
That could blow up in your face in spectacular fashion.
However, I am in first place for the first time all year after a slow start. But I start out slow every year, and then I end up winning the whole darn thing.
Limp and peak. Classic method, Craig. Classic.
Against the spread, I am an even 27-27 after my 8-0 mark last weekend. Pete Shepherd is in last place as usual at 25-29, 4 games below 500. This is where he goes, well, I'm only 2 games behind you. Chris right there in the middle, like the cream of an Oreo, 26-28, game behind me, a game ahead of Pete. We are ready to go.
Oh, you're going
to
call me sweet right there.
Sweet. I'll give it to you. First game on the docket, the Florida Gators against the South Carolina Gamecocks at Williams-Brice Stadium. Florida, a 5.5-point favorite. This is a game you can hear here. Pre-game 11, kickoff 12 on 99.3 ESPN. The Florida Gators coming off a tough, tough loss in which they kind of put all their eggs in a basket there against LSU. Be easy to have a letdown this week. Dan Mullen's not going to let that happen.
Is this your pick or Pete's?
This is mine.
Okay.
I'll always start with me. I'm a winner first. Dan Mullen.
You're 40.
Dan Mullen says, hey, guys, you might feel like having a letdown. You might feel like this is an easy cakewalk game. You might feel like this is a week off while we play a game. But let me remind you that the South Carolina Gamecocks had the upset of the year last weekend against the Georgia Bulldogs. And because of that, Dan Mullen will get them ready to play. The Florida Gators will win on the road, and they will cover the 5.5. Give me the Gators.
Am I picking now, or are we going to let Pete pick?
Pete Shepherd went the same way. We're both going Gators.
All right, I'll make it a clean sweep. I think that this is a really easy game to pick right here, probably the easiest on the board. I mean, what would this line be if South Carolina didn't win last week? I get it. Like, there's lots of play there, but I feel like they're really inflated. And Gamecocks quarterback Ryan Helinski, at least when I was looking last night, still up in the air if he'll play or not with a concussion.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Keep an eye on that one. But, yeah, I'll lay the 5.5 and roll with the Gators there.
Next game on the docket, we go to the Pac-12, the Forgotten Conference.
Yeah.
The Oregon Ducks on the road at Washington. Oregon, a 3-point favorite. Now, if I were going opposite, I might think, well, Washington's also ranked. They're at home. Then again, look, Oregon, have you seen their defense? They've given up 16 points in their last three
Fantastic.
Games.
Fantastic.
I think that's going to carry the day. So they're going to go on the road at Washington. Give me the big O! And Pete Shepard says the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's make it another clean sweep just to piggyback off of what you said, Craig, about that really good Ducks defense.
Yeah.
It's held its opponents to single digits each of the last five games. Five games in a row. I don't care who you're playing. That's an impressive stat right there. I also think that the Ducks have more talent on offense than what Washington has. So, yeah, I'll lay the three with the Ducks there as well.
All right, next game on the docket. This is my most intriguing game of the weekend in college football. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan, on the road, Happy Valley, at Penn State in the Big Ten. Penn State a 9.5-point favorite here. Regular me would stick to my guns with Jim Harbaugh and say Michigan's going to do it. Opposite me would do like Penn State. I'm a little nervous, though, by the 9.5. That's a lot. But as I break this down, this Penn State defense, we just talked about Oregon's defense. Penn State's defense shut out Maryland, who was like, I know where they were smaller schools, but they were putting up like 70 points in the first couple weeks of the season. They held Purdue to 7. They held Iowa to 12. And Michigan's offense has not looked good yet. I think they are going to be bogged down again. You know what? This pains me because this is the beginning of the end. Give me the Penn State victory, and they win by like 10. They cover. Pete Shepard said the same thing, by the way, which makes me nervous. We're the same so far in all three games.
All
Chris,
right.
Which way are you going?
Well, this is where I'm going to veer away from you guys.
All right.
I understand everything about the Michigan offense. It hasn't been very good. But you know what has been really good? Their defense.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State's offense, when they've gone up against defenses that are similar caliber of Michigan, although I don't think either one is to the level of what Michigan can put out there, that would be Pitt and Iowa. They're averaging 17 points per game. I think Penn State wins this game, but if I see this as a low-scoring game...
Yeah, take the under.
So if I see it as a low-scoring game and you're giving me 9.5 points... I'm going to take it. I don't feel great about it. This is more about how I see the game being low scoring than I think that Michigan's going to somehow come in and surprise everybody.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. This is a tough game for me to pick, and I think your logic is sound there as well. All right, let's move on to the National Football League. Started off, the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins, been on fire the last couple of weeks after being criticized by his teammates before. Just a game manager for $84 million. Not even that. In Detroit against the Detroit Lions, coming off a game in which they were absolutely robbed by the NFL. Tell you what, I believe Jeff Rice is not officiating this game. I don't know that for sure, but let's hope so. Minnesota's a 2-point favorite. I do think this will go down to the wire. But I have Detroit winning this game. They're going to bounce back. They're still pissed off about Monday night. The Vikings aren't going to know what's hit them. And give me the Lions on this one. Pete Shepard is going the opposite way. He is taking Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. So, Chris, you get to split the difference on this one.
All right. I think that this is the hardest game of the week to pick. You can kind of make a case for both sides.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think that Minnesota's running game against Detroit's defense is going to be the difference maker here. I think Dalvin Cook has a really big day. And I don't know what it is, but Detroit can't run the ball on anyone.
No.
And Minnesota's better defense than just anyone, if you know what I'm saying. I think that the Lions are going to be forced to become one-dimensional in this game. I'll lay the 2 and go with the Vikings, but like I said, I'm pretty hesitant just because this is the toughest game of the weekend to pick.
All right, the next one on the docket I also think is difficult. The Houston Texans on the road taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Colts. The Colts are 1-point favorites at home and coming off a bye week. Normal Craig might say Colts at home on a bye week. I like their chances. Jacoby Brissett. But opposite Craig is reminding me that, you know, Houston's been playing some pretty good football the last 2 weeks. Deshaun Watson seems like he's putting it together. I think on paper that Houston is the more talented team. Again, I don't like their coach, but I like the team. This game's a 1-point game that basically tells me Vegas thinks this is a pick. I'm going down to the wire. I'll take Houston to squeak out a win in Indianapolis. Pete Shepard feels the same way. I hate it when he picks the same way as me. Chris, which way are you going?
We'll make it a clean sweep. I'll take the point and go with Houston. Deshaun Watson in his career as a road underdog, 8-2 against the spread. Houston's run defense this year, allowing 88 yards per game on the ground. If you take Marlon Mack and the Colts running game out of the equation here, it then relies on Jacoby Brissett and his throwing arm. Brissett, Deshaun Watson. I'm going to take Deshaun Watson and... you know, he's going to continue his MVP caliber season, I think.
All right. Very good. Next on the docket, also a tough game. There are no easy games. The New Orleans Saints have been red hot lately with Teddy Bridgewater, but they're going on the road, taking on Chicago. Chicago is a 3-point favorite in this one at home. And it is stuck in my mind that we've got the New Orleans game against the Jaguars last week. A couple of defensive teams going at it. It was a grinder. I expect kind of the same thing to happen here in Chicago. Same low-scoring, ugly type of game. No word yet, to my knowledge, as to whether Mitchell Trubisky is going to try and play. Remember, he injured his non-throwing shoulder. Might be about ready to play, but I don't know. And I don't know if that's a plus or a minus anyway. But he'll put a sling on the non-throwing shoulder. But I made some Skittles riding Teddy Bridgewater as he's holding down the fort for Drew Brees and the Saints. I'm going to stick with that formula until they do me wrong. New Orleans will win on the road in Chicago, and the absent Pete Shepard is going to go the same way. We're both going New Orleans. I don't like it that he's picking the same way as me. Chris?
I've gone back and forth on this game a bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, Teddy Bridgewater can't keep this up, right?
I don't know.
He can't keep this up. He's a backup for a reason.
That's what I think.
But his career record against the spread is like 80%.
That's good.
It's crazy.
That's good.
It's unbelievable. I had Chicago written down, and I crossed it out, and I wrote in New Orleans.
In pen or pencil?
In pen, but I can cross it out again and just put another.
Call for a tie. Look like a genius if it happens.
Yeah, but then I would want to go with New Orleans and take my 3 points, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll take the 3 points and go with New Orleans here just because I don't want to lose any ground to you guys right here. Or at least to you.
At least to me. Keep me within sight. That's what you want. All right, final game on the docket. And I believe this is the Sunday night football game. Philadelphia at Dallas. The Cowboys with all sorts of turmoil. They lost to the Jets for crying out loud. But Dallas is a 2.5-point favorite. Something bothered me about this game going in, and it doesn't have anything to do with the Cowboys. I didn't like how the Eagles...
Oh, I'm going to change my Bears pick. Can I still do that?
Yeah.
Kamara's been ruled out.
Dang it! I'm going to stick. All right, you're going with Chicago. Back to Philadelphia and Dallas. Philadelphia, they had a linebacker criticize Kirk Cousins, and then Kirk Cousins rolled him for 4 touchdowns, and then that player got cut. Doug Peterson guaranteed a win against the Cowboys. The Cowboys heard this. The Cowboys are going to be motivated. The Cowboys are at home. The Cowboys are going to win and cover the 2.5 by a field goal. I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Same with Pete Shepard. He picked every game the same as me, the big copycat, except for one. Chris?
I'll go the other way here. Dallas is pretty banged up on both sides of the ball. I think Philly is getting better. I think they got more weapons as well on offense right now. I'll go with the Eagles. I'll take the 2.5 points. Road team in this series as well. What are they, 11-4 against the spread in the last 15 matchups?
Ooh, that's some good research there. Wish I had known that. I'm sticking my staying with my pick. And that's it. That's our Pigskin Picks. Everybody tune in on Monday to see if the Craig Man continued his undefeatedness. Because I went 8-0 last week.
More hate on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line.
What do you mean hate?
707, you guys are just salty that the Patriots will forever be better than your trash teams. 707 area code is the Bay Area of California, by the way. And you're a Patriots fan?
Yeah, well, that makes no sense.
Okay, that's okay.
How long ago did that come in?
That came in about 5 minutes ago.
While we're doing Pigskin Picks?
Yeah. It took a long time to work that text up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure he'll text in again, or maybe he won't.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, that was his first time texting in.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, give him a nickname, or he doesn't deserve one. I don't know.
Considering just blocking him.
I'm
not going to block him for that.
We've got 800 texters that are regular P1 listeners that have nicknames and text all the time.
Boston fans are just so angry.
They get so defensive.
You're such an angry group of fans.
And why? Why?
I don't get it.
You've had everything go your way for the last 2 decades.
Go back to the 80s when you guys were likable because all your teams sucked.
Yeah, that was much more likable.
You guys come across as just a bunch of massholes. Like that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think we've blocked a grand total of 3 people.
It's been few.
We really don't block
people. Yeah.
So anyway, Blazed and Glaze, he always checks in. In fact, it's 420 right now. All I need, some tasty waves, a cool buzz, and Sheeman and Shep. I'm fine. Love it. Love it. All right. Saw a lot of texts coming in during the Pigskin Picks. Was something going on? Oh.
Yeah, there's something behind the scenes there. We'll get it cleared out. Strike 3 says, Chris, keep up the good work. Craig, nobody is telling you you have to like soccer, but quit dumping on it like it's your ex-girlfriend. And I'll agree with that. No reason to hate it to the extent that you do.
Why am I suddenly becoming the guy that hates things? This was like a theme yesterday.
You're the hate guy.
Just because I don't like John Denver, I all of a sudden I hate
everything. Do you live in that realm?
No, I'm a pretty easygoing, free-spirited guy. I like a lot. I think most people, if they knew me on a personal level outside of the radio relationship we have, would like me as a nice guy. I mean, you know, Pete's the grumpy one. I'm the nice guy, right?
No, none of us are grumpy. Well, nobody's grumpy on this show. Okay. I've got my days. I've got my days, but that's normally not my fault.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody else around here does something.
Yeah, you've got a whole nother life. We come in here and do the show. You do the show, but you've already had like a half a day already dealing with nonsense and stuff.
Exactly. That's the problem here.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel for you on that stuff. All right. Pretty good.
And all the nice Patriot fans are now texting in. We love you guys.
Yeah. If you're a nice Patriot fan, we like you. 239, do you know that Jeff Rice lives in Lee County? Yeah, we pretty much did a show on that.
Wait, what?
I know. Breaking news. I practically gave out his phone number and address on Tuesday's show after he screwed the Lions. Oh, man. All right, good times.
The Santa Claus wants to know what his nickname is and says that the Hurricanes are going to go undefeated the rest of the year.
Your nickname is Santa Claus. I don't know how that happened, but that's how it is. Philly Kevin says, Craig, people are always hating on you because Pete's not there today. Can we say why we hate New England again? Sure.
I don't want to do that.
No, but they can. I probably won't. I won't do a segment or a show on it.
Just text it.
If it makes you feel better, if it's therapeutic,
just text it.
Go ahead and type in Tom Brady sucks.
I'm going to do the phone stuff all afternoon. Just seems exhausting.
Frosty says, hey, Craig, dislike does not equal hate. Okay.
That's
good,
fair.
Good words to live by.
That's fair.
Look, I could be irritated by stuff and mention it on the air. See, here's the deal. They pay me to have an opinion. They don't pay me to be right or wrong. They just pay me to have an opinion. Now, I've been on an incredible roll about being right with my opinions, whether it be last night's game, that I predicted the Chiefs would score 30, or that Von Miller would have 0 sacks, nailed it, or that I went 8-0 in the Pigskin Picks. I give an opinion. It's strong. I back it up, and I'm right all the time lately.
I'm glad you threw the qualifier in there. I really am.
Very good. All right, don't forget, this is week 7 of the NFL. Go to our website at 993ESPN.com, and it's the Sheba & Shepherd Fantasy Football Challenge. I like this. You can compete against me and Pete and Chris. You get a redo every week. It's a one-week fantasy league. So you're not stuck with your same loser team all season. If a player gets hurt, no problem. New team the next week. And whoever has the best score at the end of the weekend gets $50 at Dave & Buster's. All right? It's brought to you by BMW of Fort Myers. Now, here's what we're going to do. A little peek behind the curtain, if you will. Every Friday around 4:30, we talk with Gabe Morency, our handicapper. We knew Pete was not feeling well, and we knew that he would not make it to the show. But we decided, recorded our conversation with Gabe Morency right before we took to the airwaves and sent Pete home sick. So that conversation, and it'll be funny because you can hear Pete coughing in the background through the whole thing. It's like he's here. We'll roll that for you. It's coming up next. Sheman and Shepherd with Gabe Morency, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Time to bring in our favorite handicapper of all time, Gabe Morency. You can follow him on Twitter at SportsRage and at FNTSY SportsNet and FNTSY Radio. Gabe, how you doing? It looks like you had a massive storm go up your way this week. The Yankees looked miserable in the weather last night. What's going on? How are you?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think you pretty much signified the week here in New York, and there's a definite sort of somberness in the city today. It's amazing how much impact the baseball team can have, but they're the Yankees. They're the biggest show in town by far. You know, you can't walk 2 feet without somebody with Yankee gear on in this city. And I think even the most ardent Yankee fan realizes that it's over right now. It's been pretty frustrating for them, too. And listen, I'm a Dodgers fan, and this series has been very, very reminiscent of the Dodgers-Astros World Series from a couple of years ago, in which the Dodgers consistently got the bases loaded every inning or so. Every second inning, the Dodgers had, like, the bases loaded, essentially, in that series. And they just couldn't cash it in. And this is what happens. You know, you live by the long ball, you die by the long ball. As you mentioned, Craig, you know, the weather, it's a little chilly here right now. The ball, people can talk about the dead ball, live balls, the ball's juiced, the ball's dead. You know, I'm tired of the players complaining about the freaking balls. You're both hitting the same ball, all right?
Yeah.
Cardinals, oh, it's going 4.6 feet less. Hit it 4.6 feet harder than next time. You know, when you take into consideration, it's freaking October, guys. It's not, you know, you're not in July. The humidity is not the same. But I know we're pressed for time today. Long story short, I like the Astros a lot tonight. The Astros didn't get to be who they are by letting teams off the hook. Verlander goes tonight, lay the juice with the Astros. This is all over but the crying.
Well, I mean, the Yankees 0-7 with runners in scoring position last night, and now they're hitless in the last 14 at-bats with runners in scoring position. You don't even need home runs. Just get a hit.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I compared them to an NBA team, Pete, that, you know, they don't play defense during the regular season, but in the playoffs, you know, we're going to try to start playing defense. And, yeah, that's all cute, but you're not going to be as good as a team that already played defense during the year. They can't situationally hit. You know, as you stated, everyone's trying to hit a grand slam when the bases are empty on this team. And when the bases are loaded, you know, you look at the Astros. They got a guy on first. You know, next thing you know, he's crossing the plate one way or another.
Yeah.
They get a home run. They get a double. They get a single. They'll play small ball, long ball. They can beat you in so many different ways. A Nationals-Astros World Series is going to be a lot of fun for a baseball purist, though. Great pitching matchups.
Gabe Morency is with us, Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. All right, switching to college football, we had the biggest upset of the year last weekend when Georgia lost to South Carolina. Anything catching your eye on the big board this weekend?
Yeah, that game really frustrated me, guys. I do a show live for the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands every Saturday afternoon watching the games, and I jumped in on Georgia in-game. +145 when they were down 17-10. I thought for sure they were going to come back. They tie the game, and then subsequently they deserve to lose. And it's not the field goal kicker's fault. I focus more on the pros this year. I've narrowed down my college picks. I do like a couple of games. And because I'm a degenerate, I'm going to be playing tonight. What a big night of sports we have tonight.
Yeah.
UFC from Boston, actually, tonight, too, guys. And believe it or not, there's actually a fighter on the card tonight named Boston Salmon.
Really?
That's his name. And that's not even his nickname. That's his name.
Really?
Yeah. He's not from Boston.
Yeah.
And they're fighting in Boston.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win, though, for the record. But anyways, yeah, UFC even tonight. A couple of college football games. That FAU-Marshall game is going to be a fun one. I think FAU on a roll right now. And, you know, it's all or nothing with Kiffin. And right now, it's all. The buffet is open. It's a revenge spot. They got beat up pretty good last time they played this football team. I'll lay the 4.5 points in this game tonight. Another really schizophrenic team playing tonight. UNLV Running Rebels.
Yeah.
It's a team that got smashed by like 30 at Wyoming, but then goes into the SEC and beats Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And I get it. I know Vandy is, you know, they're not Alabama, but still.
Yeah.
UNLV beating an SEC team on the road. You know, they have talent. Looks like their quarterback, Rogers, is going to be out tonight. This isn't the same Fresno team, though, from the last couple of years. I think the point spread could be a little high. Proceed with caution, guys. It's a Friday night D-Gen special. There's a lot of other big stuff going on. But, you know, that's what I'm looking at sprinkling on tonight. Florida Atlantic and a little piece of UNLV. There should be some points in the UNLV game tonight as well. But my best bet of the night tonight is definitely the Houston Astros. College football tomorrow. I am a Michigan fan, and, you know, me and Craig, we're going down with this ship here.
Yeah.
They're not as bad as people think they are. I think 9 points is too much. One thing I'll say, though, guys, you look at this rivalry between Penn State and Michigan. Michigan got the best of them. They're 4-1 against the spread the last five. Yet, they're never close games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're always blowouts. You know, it's been like 5-6 years since they've actually played a close game.
Yeah.
Generally, Michigan beats them up, and then when Penn State beat Michigan, they drilled them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know it's going to be close. Maybe it isn't. Maybe Penn State messed them up. I'm counting on Michigan's defense making enough plays. I think Patterson and Gattis are starting to get on the same page a little bit more right now. And, you know, 9 points is just too much. And I also love Temple. Temple's a great football team, guys. When I say great, I mean, I don't want to throw it around loosely, but a great team to bet on. Very physical. They can actually play some offense now. Rod Carey came over from Northern Illinois. He is a perfect fit for the Temple Owls. He's just kept this thing going. They're 5-1. They're getting 8.5 points. SMU are a good team this year, but Temple's going to be able to trade with points with these guys, and Temple's defense is better. They got a better defense. They're going to be able to trade points, and we're getting 8.5 in a game that I think whoever has the ball last wins. I really like Temple and the over tomorrow in that game.
All right, on to Sunday. Like you said, we've been concentrating a lot more on NFL games. They seem, I don't want to say they seem easier, but they seem more logical from time to time. A lot of interesting games on the board on Sunday. Where do we want to start with there, Gabe?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Craig, because I've always been a college guy over the years. Whenever years ago people asked me, I remember 20 years ago or so, you said, all right, Marancy, you get a TV on Saturday or Sunday. I'd be like, not even. Like, give me Saturday over Sunday. But I guess as we get old, I'm like, damn kids, you're too unpredictable.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, God, I hate college kids. I watch these games. I'm like, why did you do that, kid? Like, I like the poem. Why did you do that, son? Why did you do that? But all kidding aside, I like the NFL card this week. Let's start off right here in our backyard. Danny Dimes and Danny Jones at the New York Football Giants. Hey, listen, they win this game. Suddenly, they're only one game out of first place because someone's got to lose in the Dallas-Philadelphia game.
Yeah.
So the Giants have actually sort of made it a season again, and their schedule eases up a little bit right now. They get Arizona. Arizona's been a hot team. It's coming together for them. But Giants have been off for 10 days now since that Thursday nighter. Jones struggled a little bit the last couple of games, but it's against the Vikings and the Patriots. He's going to have a heck of a lot easier time now against a Arizona defense ranked 30th in the NFL. Atlanta racked up 444 yards last week. Saquon Barkley's back. Evan Engram is back. Jones has never had Barkley. Barkley got hurt in Jones' first start pretty early in the game, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, Danny Jones never really had a full complementary of weapons, and we saw what he did even when he had a few of his wide receivers on the field. So the Giants finally getting healthier. There's actually a little bit of a home field advantage now. The Giant fan base has been rejuvenated. There's enthusiasm. It's a tough place to play. Early start time for Arizona on the West Coast team, East Coast here. And I tell you, it's not the warmest weather here this week. It gets pretty windy out there. I'll throw it out there quick. Teddy Bridgewater, all he does is win, win, win. Mm. You should play that song on the way out. Teddy Bridgewater now, guys, 27-7 against the spread.
Wow.
You believe that?
No.
He's 27-7 against the spread in 34 National Football League games that he started now, gentlemen. Mm. It doesn't get better than that. And, in fact, it's the best winning percentage and spread percentage in the history of the National Football League in the Super Bowl era.
Wow.
Minimum 15 starts. I mean, this incredible numbers. And we're getting 3.5 points.
Yeah.
Another thing is the Saints are unbelievable in the month of October, 19-1 in their last 20 games in the month of October. They've actually won 15 consecutive games in the month of October. For whatever reason, Peyton is the hunt for red October, turns into green October because he cashes tickets and puts money in your pocket. Give me the 3.5 with the Saints. I don't care about the spot, even without Kamara. They're still going to hang in this game. If the Bears win, it won't be by 4 points. Here's another crazy trend for you, too.
Yeah.
As far as the Seahawks owning teams from the AFC, 14-1 straight up last 15 times they played against an AFC team. This is going to be a fun football game between Baltimore and Seattle. But Seattle are one of these teams that people don't fully believe in, but all they do is just win and cover every week. They've actually turned into a better road team. They're 0-4 against the spread the last four home games. I expect that to change, though. I think Seattle's going to win this game, you know, 31-24, 31-26, maybe a little higher score. It's going to be a track meet. Love the over of Seattle-Baltimore, and I like Seattle to get it done, guys.
All right. Sounds good. Talk with Kate Morency.
Sorry.
Turn on your mic there.
I know,
Pete's a little under the weather today. You got to forgive him. All right, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah. I feel you. It's one of those days, guys.
No, it's been all week. It sucks.
I was late for my ferry to get across the Hudson, and then the ferry, kind of broke down. It was going like 2 miles an hour. I used to have to run up 34th Street, like up a hill. I was sweating like a marathon runner. I picked up my headset. I dropped it. The batteries fell out. I feel you guys. It's Friday.
Well, just for, you know, that for the Packers, they're a 5-point favorite, I think, right now against the Raiders. But I think that's going to change in the Raiders' favor because their top three receivers doesn't look like they're going to play. Adams is out. I think two other guys are out as well. Adams is out. Valdez, whatever his name is out.
Yeah, Scanlon.
Scanlon's out, and I think there are other receivers out. So all of a sudden, the Raiders might have a shot with this injury report the way it is now.
All of a sudden, the Raiders have a shot at the division.
Right.
As right now, with Mahomes being out, they say 3 weeks. We don't really know.
Right.
Could turn out to be more. They're not, and pardon the pun, but more is less. They're not going to be able to win with Matt Moore.
Right.
He's that bad. And I know, you know, you guys saw him in Miami. That was years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's aged. He's not the same quarterback as he was years ago. And he used to be a scrappy guy. I didn't mind coming into a football game. Even with the weapons that he has around him, it's going to be a problem for Kansas City without Mahomes. And sometimes you got to admit when you're wrong. And, you know, we talk about you can't chase when you gamble too much. God knows we've all done it. But I was wrong about the Raiders. You know, I sort of mocked them coming into the year. Yeah, whatever. Gruden and Chucky and, you know, and all that hype. And I do respect Mayock. We had the Antonio Brown circus. You know, they played well in game one. I'm like, yeah, all right, good for you guys. And then, you know, they got pasted in Minnesota. I'm like, yeah, here we go. Here we go. But this team is freaking resilient, guys.
Yeah.
They've shown a lot of heart. They've got young guys that are buying into Gruden's system. They're enthusiastic. They're happy to be there. They had a bunch of vets on the team last year that didn't really like Gruden, sort of rolled their eyes at his raw stuff. They got a bunch of young guys on the team now. It's a good mix, and they're a scrappy football team. I like the Raiders plus the points. It didn't make the cut as far as my best bets of the week, but I'll probably have a piece of the Raiders when it's all said and done, if not even in a teaser even.
Gabe, just I don't know if you're putting any action on the Houston Colts game, but I'm intrigued by that one. I believe it's Indianapolis -1. They're coming off a bye. I think Houston is playing pretty well. How do you feel about that game?
I do like that game. And you know what? The Indianapolis Colts have absolutely owned the Texans. Hmm. All right? They've won like 4 of the last 5 or 5 of the last 6. I know they're 8-3-1 against the spread in the last 12 games against them. Even going back to the Peyton Manning days. All right. When Peyton Manning was there, they owned them. Andrew Luck owned them as well. Well, payback is a you know what, and it's going to happen this week. I'm not getting in front of Deshaun Watson and his Houston Texan team. It's legitimate Super Bowl contenders right now, guys.
Yeah.
You know, Pete and Craig, we've talked about the Texans over the years. They've always been right there. O'Brien just sort of seems to get in their way.
Right.
Well, O'Brien's staying out of the way right now, and they've really figured it out. Put up 84 points in the last two games. The offensive line coming together right now. Tunsil, comfortable. If you give Deshaun Watson time, you're not stopping this kid. They're probably the best weapons. People can talk about the Chiefs. Yeah, it's hard to beat right now. You got DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, Kenny Stills coming back this week. A great 1-2 combo. This Johnson and Hyde thing, two guys with chips on their shoulders. They've combined for 665 yards so far on the season. Colts coming off the bye week. And, you know, yeah, it was a nice win against Kansas City. I kind of think it's a weird spot for them right now.
Yeah.
I don't like teams off a bye week. I mentioned it with the Bears. I like the Saints in that spot. And I think the Colts are sort of getting caught flat-footed here with a team that really hates them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Houston's going to come in here with passion and a mandate to win this football game. And they also know that they can pretty much bury everybody. They win this game. They got a two-game lead, and they're really going to start rolling, the Houston Texans. We've been waiting for the Texans to break loose for years.
Yep.
This might finally be the year. You know, my Buffalo Bills are in the mix, but one of these years, we're coming for you, Pete Shepard. We're coming for you, baby. It's like Rocky, but I'm coming for you,
yeah.
Mr. T.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. That's Gabe Morenci. You can find him on Twitter, at SportsRage. Gabe, have a fantastic weekend, my man. Thank you once again, as always.
Hey, may the winners be yours. And quickly, I like the Eagles at the over in the Sunday nighter as well, guys.
All right, sounds good. Gabe Morenci telling you how you should put it all down for the weekend. All right, coming up next, as we just keep moving in the 4 o'clock hour on a Friday.
Thanks, Pete. You can go home now.
Yeah, he gone. Wikipedia caller number 9. Today it's going to be Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You're looking at the questions.
I have it written down.
Oh, okay.
On my thing. All right, no, I'm
good.
Not.
I thought you were cheating.
I have not.
If you get an answer, I know you're cheating.
Yeah, I should get shut out on this.
Actually, no, you'll get shut out.
Wow, okay. Caller number 9, 20 MoBucks on the line. Plus, is it still too late for them to pick up their tickets to Oktoberfest? I mean, they got to be here like...
It is not, Craig Sheeman, because Oktoberfest, in addition to this weekend, is next weekend as well.
All right!
How about that?
We are the show that keeps on giving. So you get two tickets to that at the German-American Social Club in Cape Coral. It's 20 MoBucks. Caller number 9, 2393. And by the way, if you've never seen a Marvel movie, do not call in. You'll be. What we don't want is a 0-0 tie between me and you.
Yeah, that's not good.
239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Real Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, here we go. We sent Pete Shepard home because he's sick as a dog, so Wikipedia has just become Craigipedia. Unfortunately, this is a subject that would be in his wheelhouse, not so much mine. Marvel Cinematic Universe, that's the topic. Caller number 9 is Lewis from Northport. Lewis, welcome.
Yeah.
How are you?
What's that?
How are you?
It cut out for a second. I'm doing good.
All right, and what's your favorite Marvel character?
My favorite Marvel is Captain America.
All right. Well, good. You're going against me. You got a pretty good chance to win. Chris is going to ask the questions. I have not seen them. Normally I do, but they've been top secret. You get to go first. Chris, take it away.
All right, Lewis. First question. How does Yondu control his deadly hovering arrow in Guardians of the Galaxy?
I know that one.
He whistles.
That is correct.
I would have got that right. I love Guardians. Yeah, whatever.
Well, you know what? This is actually another Guardians of the Galaxy question, Craig.
All right.
What is the name of the group of mercenaries who raised Peter Quill, a.k.a. Star-Lord?
Oh, they're like the scavenger dudes. I don't know.
Scavengers, is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Lewis, you can steal the question. Do you need me to repeat it?
No, because I was thinking it was the Scavengers, too. I don't remember.
You guys are very good. The Ravagers.
The Ravagers!
Very
not
close.
The Scavengers! Oh, dang it.
All right, Lewis, back to you, bud. What is the handle of Thor's axe made from?
The handle of his axe is made from a piece of Groot.
That is correct. It is Groot's arm, to be specific, but we'll take a piece of Groot. That works. All right, Lewis with the 2-0 lead.
All right, that's not good for me.
Oh, it's not, Craig.
All right, well,
what is the name of the power source that fuels Tony Stark's Iron Man suit?
Wait a minute now.
Hold on.
Was it made the same way Vision suit was made in like his lair there not with his, like his computer?
Not asking how it was made. What's the power source?
Like the flux capacitor talking computer in the middle of the whole thing.
No.
The reactor computer.
No.
Whatever.
I know where you're trying to answer, and that's
I'm not
correct.
Right?
No. Lewis, do you know what the power source that fueled Tony Stark's Iron Man suit was called?
I don't remember that one.
That would be the arc reactor.
I said reactor computer.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. The arc is the key part of that answer.
I'm going to get
Lewis,
shut out.
For the win, and it's your favorite Avenger, what is Captain America's shield made of?
The shield is made of vibranium.
Big win!
I got smoked. I literally got shut out. Oh, dear.
All right, Lewis. Normally, I do all this stuff off air, but since Pete's not here, you got everything you need from me?
Awesome, man. My wife will be proud. She's a Marvel head.
Fantastic.
Right. Congratulations, man. Have a great weekend, and thanks for playing.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it. All right, it's Friday. Do I have any hope of any other questions on here?
Yeah, you do. Who is the head of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Of what?
S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It's an acronym.
Oh, that's right.
Strategic Homeland. I don't know what the whole thing stands for.
The black dude that looks like Lawrence Fishburne, but it's not. It's the other guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need the actor's name. I need the character's name.
I have no idea.
Nick Fury.
Yeah, that guy.
Nick Fury. And that's Samuel L. Jackson. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. I apologize.
What nationality is Natasha Romanoff, a.k.a. the Black Widow?
Well, black. I don't know. I don't know.
Her name is Natasha Romanoff.
Czechoslovakian.
Russian.
Any more?
Yeah, one more. Peter Parker leaves what school function to go fight his date's father?
All right, I remember a scene from one of the Spider-Mans I saw. He was on a bus. He was on a school bus.
Do you know the name of the two Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, Spider-Man 1.
No.
Followed by Spider-Man 2.
You're not going to get the answer to this
question.
Was
he like in a football game or something? I don't know. A dance? A class? Whoa.
It was a dance.
It was.
It was Homecoming.
Well, okay.
The movie is called Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay. Was that Spider-Man 1 or 2?
1.
All right, that's a half a point.
Awesome. Way to go, Lewis.
All right, we got the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.